You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, it is a very good morning, boys and girls. Great to be back with you. It's almost sort of rather difficult to work out what day of the week it is. It is, in actual fact, it is, isn't it? Wednesday. And it is February the 14th, which means it is Valentine's Day. So wishing you all a very, very happy Valentine's Day. And I know, look, we've all had a long weekend, some longer than others, because I was away a couple of days last week. And I thought what we're going to do today, well, we're just going to sit back and relax. We've probably got a lot of new listeners out there that are sitting in the traffic, making their way back into the city. So a very good morning to you lot. Great to have you with us this morning. Now, we've had Carnival. We've had Chinese New Year. It's been so busy, isn't it? Now we've got Valentine's Day. It's also, what, Ash Wednesday. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a look and see who we've got born on this day, 14th of February, and then we'll get stuck in, shall we? Now, starting off with Christopher Sholes. He was born on this day. The year was 1819. An American inventor who invented the first practical typewriter and the QWERTY keyboard, which, of course, is still in use today.
Good morning, world.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when you call out my name. Love is in the air. Love is in the air. Oh, oh, oh. Love is in the air.
Don't know if I'm
tell you what, we had to start off this morning, didn't we, with Lovers in the Air. Definitely. Following on with this one, this is Love is a Wonderful Thing, sung by, of course, Michael Bolton, written by him and Andrew Goldmark, and produced by Walter Afanasieff. The song peaked at number 4 on the US Billboard Hot 100 poem, included in Bolton's 7th album, which is called Time, Love and Tenderness. That was 1991. The song was also successful in Canada, becoming Bolton's 3rd number 2 hit. And in Norway, well, it got to number 7. Good morning, a very good morning to Rosita, wishing us all a wonderful day. Happy Valentine's to you, Rosita. Mary Lou, good morning to you. Happy Valentine's. To Rowena and Phil in Mexico. Very good morning to you. And to Renee and Rick. Well, Renee won't be awake yet, will she? But she did drop us a line over the weekend. Good morning to you when you wake up. Classic from Mr. Marvin Gaye. Yes, how sweet it is to be loved by you. 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. What do we do at this time of the day? And today, of course, is no exception. We are making a few exceptions this morning, which I'll tell you about in a little while after we've had your shower. And what do we got? Oh, we got this one. This is Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Groove Jet, If This Ain't Love. Yes, indeed. There we go. In the shower with you this morning, Sophie Ellis-Bextor. And, well, that's it. Get out. I would imagine there are probably quite a lot of you in your cars, not in the shower this morning, as you make your way back from the interior. Hope you had an absolutely brilliant weekend. It's been a long weekend. It has for me. Had a couple of days off last week. Back on air on Friday, but Wednesday and Thursday, A, we had no internet, and B, I wasn't very well either. So that worked out quite well, really. 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, if you are keeping an eye on the time, if you are making your way into town from the interior and you're new to the show, well, don't worry, just sit back, relax, enjoy yourselves, and we'll get you to wherever it is that you're going. We're going to be on the air till 10 o'clock, so, you know, plenty of time. And I thought, because it is Valentine's Day today, today of love and being nice, all right, and we're going to cut out a lot of the crap this morning. No international news for you at the bottom of the hour today. And I was rummaging around last night and I actually found some good news stories, or relatively good news stories, to come out of Panama rather than the usual depression. So it's antidotes this morning. By the way, there's only about 7 minutes of it. It's great to be with you. It is great to be with you on Valentine's Day. I had an absolutely brilliant weekend. Stayed in the city. It was so quiet. It was so peaceful. Oh, we should have carnival all the time, really, shouldn't we? And Chinese New Year, of course. And Valentine's Day. Anybody got a birthday as well?
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Love is all around me. And so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind. It's everywhere I go. Oh, yes, it is. So if you really love me, come on and let it show. I'm not afraid of
There we go, we're wet, 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 and love is all around. Especially today, Valentine's, it's so nice, isn't it? Let's say a very good morning to our friends over there in South London, to Paul and Maria Dixon. Good morning to you guys. Well, good afternoon, I guess, isn't it, really, for you. Great to hear from you. You guys have an absolutely wonderful Valentine's Day. Look after yourselves. Mary Lou dropped to the line and said, oh, it was so nice. Yes, it was 4 days of peace. My noisy neighbour was not around. My neighbours moved to get away from the noise. Yes, and she says, yesterday I went to a Super Kosher supermarket, and she said, oh, it was like having the whole supermarket to myself.
In the east and in the west, every bird will seek its nest, everyone will seek his own, home is where the heart grows.
there we go. Cher and Love is the Groove. That's brought us down to the bottom of the hour, half past the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
How about a nice romantic Valentine's dinner? On February the 14th, Lumiere Restaurant by Via Palmer in Casco Viejo has a three-course dinner, welcome cocktail, live music, and some surprises. For reservations, please write to 68520590 and follow us on at Via Palmer Hotel and at Lumiere.Panama on Instagram.
Join us February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival in Buenaventura, where for 4 days, we're bringing you 9 incredible events with 20 performances that'll have you grooving all weekend long. We're bringing you a lineup of award-winning talent that will have you dancing the weekend away. So come and bask in the cool summer breeze under the shade of the Corutu tree and enjoy the sensational music at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival. It's an experience you won't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.meeventos.com and search for Beaches.
Do you want to live a culinary experience accompanied by artistic events? Visit Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Every week, cultural events and live music, pure emotions and magic to live an experience. Check them out. Hashtag Salotto Experience.
De transportarse de más de 500,000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading, and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. And if you keep an eye on the time, 27 minutes exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's program. Now, I thought what we would do today, because it is Valentine's Day, everybody's had a great weekend enjoying themselves either peacefully here in the city or out there having party time. In the interior, just take it easy, relax, and get back to town if you're on your way. And listen to us here on The Breakfast Show. By the way, you can always WhatsApp us while we're on air. The number is 677-188-22. It's not difficult, is it? 677-188-22. If you're driving, well, get your passenger to drop us a little note. We're always happy to hear from you. If you want a piece of music or a request for Valentine's Day, just drop us a line and we'll get that done for you. Let's take a look, shall we, at a few things to do with Valentine's Day instead of looking at the international news where people are just killing people. Ancient origins. Let's take a look. Valentine's Day apparently has its roots in ancient Roman festival of Lupercalia, a fertility celebration commemorated annually on the 15th of February. Now, men would sacrifice animals and use their hides to slap women, believing this would make them more fertile. And a little bit pissed off as well. St. Valentine. The holiday was named after St. Valentine, but there's some confusion as to which one. Since there were multiple St. Valentines, the most popular legend is that St. Valentine was a priest who performed secret marriages against the decree of Emperor Claudius II in Rome. And influences on the Valentine's Day by Chaucer. Geoffrey Chaucer, the English poet, was the first to record St. Valentine's Day as a day of romantic celebration. Now, this was in his 1375, yeah, that's the year, poem, called Parliament of Fools. Sounds a bit right, doesn't it? Well, we'll take a look at some more of those as we go through the morning, because we've got plenty of great music. A lot of it to do with love, but also I've got some music which I was rummaging around over the weekend for some tracks that I haven't played that often, or I hadn't even played at all, including some nice tracks actually from the world of music last year. But as for right now, this is The Best of My Love from The Emotions. The Emotions and Best of My Love. Ryan, Rowena and Phil have dropped us another little line here. Good morning again to you guys. And since a couple of stories, we'll come to those a little bit later on. I've got one here, rather amusing. Now, it says, Happy Valentine's Day, Jerry, Yasmin, Neil, Ingrid, Andreas and our fellow listeners. Could you please play Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson for Phil and me? Andreas would have probably appreciated this one because it was featured in the Statue of Liberty scene in Ghostbusters 2.
Than I've ever been lifted before. his face again. That's why your love keeps on lifting me higher, higher and higher. I said your love keeps on lifting higher and higher. All right. I'm so glad I finally found you. Yes, that one in a million girls. And now with my loving arms around you, honey, I can stand up and face the world. Let me tell you, your love keep on lifting me higher, higher and higher. And I said, your love keep on lifting me higher and higher. Oh, man, get me up on. Keep my love.
We go, great track from Mr. Jackie Wilson there for Rowena and Phil over there in Mexico right now. Hope you're still enjoying yourselves. You're going to come to Panama and visit us this time? Now you might want to wait and see how much water we got so you can have a shower. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are making our way to 17 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We do have some local news for you at 8. We normally have a good rummage around, see what we can find, but I thought today... Well, today is a sort of let's just take it easy day, shall we, and get rid of our weekend. Just take it easy, relax, and that's what we're doing this morning. No Andreas this morning, by the way. I sort of gave him the day off because I thought, well, we'll just sort of play music. Got a lot of you out there in your cars on your way into town, so that's what we're going to do. Just play music like this one from Mr. Stevie Wonder.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
Well, what a talented artist that she is, Sarah Bareilles, and Brave is what that one is called. When I was rummaging around in the music yesterday, I came across an artist which I remember from way back when, the very, very early 1960s. Do you remember Dion? Dion. Well, I was sort of rummaging, as I said, and I came across Dion as he is today. And I was really impressed, and I came across this track where Dion is singing with Danielle Nicole.
Come on, baby, loose.
tell you what, give me the older Dion any day for the young one. Brilliant music. I'm going to hunt around for the album. Dion there together with Danielle Nicole, and that is called That's All I Need. Now let me see, what do I want to do now? I know, I'm going to say another good morning to Mary Lou. She's going back tomorrow. She's going in the opposite way to everybody else tomorrow. She's going back to the beach. She's going back out to Coronado. Good day and happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Could you please play We Danced Away from Deanne Carter?
The summer air was heavy and sweet. You and I on a crowded street. There was music everywhere. I can see us there in the happy little foreign town where the stars hung upside down, a half a world away, far, far away. I remember you were laughing. We were so in love, we were so in love. In the band played songs that we had never heard, but we danced. Don't believe that. Come along with me. Come on and dance with me. Well, maybe if I hold you close, baby, we could just let go of these things that tie us down. We'll come back around. You remember we were laughing. We were so in love, so in love. And the band
this morning. And well, you have a safe drive tomorrow when you're making your way in the opposite direction. There'll still be no doubt quite a few people coming back into town tomorrow as well. I think a lot of people have taken the rest of this week off. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to the top of the hour, which of course is 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Many a tear have to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him, and your future's looking dim. But these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet bouquet. And he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly. Sweet bouquet. Then he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly away.
And there we go. Tommy Edwards, and it's all in the game. 10 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, still to come, we're going to be checking in with Ingrid for our Everyday Story of Country Folk in probably around 10-15 minutes' time. And also with Yasmin, see how she spent her long weekend. And also we'll see if we found anybody born on this day in the world of music on Valentine's Day. There you go. Ricky Valentine, perhaps? I don't know. Anyway, Valentine's Day is here, and it's time to show our love for all of our all of those that are close to us. And of course, the one that's most close to me is good lady. Yes, Christina, my beautiful wife. And this one is for you.
Another way to make you see. If it takes my heart and soul, you know I'd pay the price. Everything that I possess, I'd gladly sacrifice. Change your part. If it takes forever, girl, then I'm prepared to wait. The day you give your love to me won't be a day too late.
Oh, you, I guess I'm just a clown who picks you up before.
There we go. 17 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. There's a couple of tracks going out to my beautiful lady, Christina, my Valentine. Still to come, we're going to take another piece of music. Then we're going to check in with Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. And say also, still to come, we'll see how Yasmin got on with her a long weekend. Diana Ross and the Supremes, My Love Is Like an Itching in My Heart. There we go, yes, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and Love Is Like an Itching in My Heart. Time on the breakfast show, I think we'll have to check and see if we can find Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's here. We are back to work. It's Valentine's Day. It's Ash Wednesday. Oh, Fat Tuesday's over. Mardi Gras over. Carnival's over. Oh, and only two or three more days left in the week to work. Yes, indeed. I got back Friday from the Estados Unidos and drove in from the airport because I didn't want to hit traffic. And actually, it was probably a good idea because I understand Saturday was just a long 6-hour drive to the countryside. Yeah, it was. But it was great to get in and sleep in my own bed. This weekend has been pretty awesome and having some time just to kind of catch up on sleep and kind of see what's happening around here with the house, with the cook and Chelsea and all them little putty tats. They've been busy, that's for sure. Indeed. My car got fixed. My front bumper, my back bumper, and I got a pulley assessee something replaced. And that's just working great. I'm so pleased. So a lot of things happened while I was gone. Missed everybody. Everybody looks good, though. It's good to be back and kissing and hugging on everybody. And, well, Chelsea had a little accident last night. Kind that you have to clean up, not kind of take to the hospital. So I got to figure out what happened that she didn't tell me she had to go outside. So I got to figure that out. So today is Valentine's Day. I hope you are sharing with ones that you love or the ones that you want to love. Either some chocolate, some sweet little songs, some words of joy, a card or something, a little flower, do something. We're going to travel up to Las Nubes and have us a nice little lunch today and then have a romantic evening in front of the fireplace on top of a mountain overlooking the beauty of those mountains. All right, so today is Valentine's Day. I'm wishing all of you a very wonderful Valentine's Day. That's for you, Jerry. That's for you, Yaz. And anybody else wants one, just let me know. I'll pass them on. Okay, until next time, you all be safe and enjoy the beautiful day, Valentine's Day. Back to you in the studio.
There we go. And a big thanks once again to Ingrid, our everyday story of country folk. Glad to make you back okay. And happy Valentine's to you, the chef, and of course the animals as well. And I guess they have Valentine's Day, don't they? I bet they can't take their eyes off you.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stay. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
There's a song he made his own, Andy Williams there, and Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. 29 minutes right now, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Hello, hello, Mr. Jerry D. Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day to you and your family. I hope you are well and blessed. This is Valerie. Have a wonderful day, and be good now. God bless. Take care.
Always lovely to hear from Valerie. Nice to know you're back. Nice to know you're there, Valerie, and a very happy Valentine's today for you. Well, what I do know is, of course, you're a big Whitney Houston fan.
If tomorrow is judgment day, and I'm standing on the front line, and the Lord asked me what I did with my life, I will say, I spent it with you. If I wake up in World War III, I see destruction and poverty. And I feel like I wanna go home. It's okay if you're coming with me.
Oh,
There we go, Whitney Houston and My Love Is Your Love. 26 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. A couple of other people got birthdays on the 14th of February. Going back to the year 1838, there's Margaret E. Knight, an American inventor who has been called the most famous 19th century woman inventor. She invented a machine that folded and glued paper to form the flat-bottomed brown paper bags familiar to shoppers today. Might be a clue in the name of this gentleman. George Ferris was born on this day in 1859, American engineer, most famous for creating the original Ferris wheels for the 1893 Chicago's World Columbian, or the World's Columbian Exposition. Time on the breakfast show hasn't changed much. 25 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. This is Mr. John Blithoff. He's good to go.
I don't know what the day-to-day is. I'm not sure what the takeaway is. But I keep on running so I can move it on down the line. I'm feeling locked down in an institution. I can't fix with the one solution. Cause these peaks and valleys got me hanging on for the climb. I think I'm thinking too much. I want my life to be lush. I'm always in a rush to say it's not enough. It's 7:30 a.m. and the wheels are turning. No sleep again, cause I'm wondering whether I'm out or in, if I lose or I win. I'm good to go. I'm good to go. Big dreams, and no opinion comes without a price tag when you're always aiming to please. Well, I'ma do what I like, that's what I do, set the scene. I won't put in more than I get back, cause I'm only counting on me. I think I'm thinking too much. I want my life to be lush. I'm always in a rush to say it's not enough.
It good to go. It's a long way off. Must put new glasses on. Good to go from John Splithoff. Do like his music. Right, let me see what else I got. Oh, I'll tell you what, here was an interesting little fact. I mean, it's not necessarily linked to Valentine's Day per se. Why do we always put a little X? You know, when we're sort of signing off, we put X's, don't we? For kisses. Well, why do we do that, you might well ask? Well, perhaps not. X as a kiss. Well, this is the origin, apparently. It wasn't originally, of course, associated with Valentine's Day. It was used in medieval times, when people who couldn't write their names signed in front of a witness with an X, which was then kissed to show sincerity. Here you go. By the way, on this day, the world's first antibiotic, penicillin, was introduced on Valentine's Day in 1929. What a life-saving gift to the world. That one, candy hearts. Over 1 billion candy hearts are produced each year, although they weren't always associated with Valentine's Day. Birds mating season. The idea that Valentine's Day is for romance may have originated from the belief in France that England that birds started their mating season on the 14th of February. Come on, what day is it? 13th? Oh, God, another day to wait. There we go. Right, let's get back to the music with... This is Ellie Goulding. And if you are keeping an eye on the time still, 21 before 9 o'clock.
Painted to pure perfection, we had a real connection. Bodies aching, overtaken. You kept me at a distance, not asking any questions. Fingers pressing, learning lessons.
Beautiful lights on a party night, starting to wonder where we lost the magic. Head in the clouds, talking so loud, all I hear is dead. I'm not a material girl, everything in your world just feels like plastic. Wearing your crown, scurrying me down.
You just want the power, you're not really down for love. You just want the power. No, I'm not chasing favor, and I'm not faking neither. Take me higher, this will expire. Your self-obsession's boring. Sorry if I'm ignoring. Mindless actions lead to destruction.
Beautiful lies on a party night, starting to wonder where we lost the magic. Head in the clouds, talking so loud, all I hear is dead. I'm not a material girl, everything in your world just feels like plastic. Wearing your crown, scuttling me down.
You just want the power, you're not really down for love. You just want the power.
To be hiding away, but they know another in front of my face. Lord knows I let him inside, she can help me now. Yeah, I didn't know they would drive me insane, controlling every single thought in my brain. No more, I won't go on and hide, gotta take them out. My head has been out of control for too damn long, for too damn long. Been begging, don't leave me alone, but you won't go, so you should know. You could try to break my bones, you could bring your sticks and stones, but till my heart stops beating, I'm not gonna see. So you could try to break my bones, yeah, you could try it all you want,
to believe in myself, but only no one else. So don't you try to seek any help on my own. I'll fight any demon inside. Better watch me now. My head has been out of control for too damn long. For too damn long. Been begging to leave me alone, but you won't know. So you should know. You can try to break my bones, yeah, you can bring your sticks and stones, but till my heart stops beating, I'm not gonna cease. So you can try to break my bones, yeah, you can try it all you want, but till my try to break my bones, yeah, you can bring your sticks and stones, but till my heart stops beating, I'm not gonna cease. So you can try to break my bones, yeah, you can try it all you want, but till my heart stops beating, I got this.
It's three in a row on The Breakfast Show.
Yes, indeed, it is three in a row. And this one comes from Kaivo, Ava Max, whatever.
There's a place that I go every time that you're in town. It's just me in my night, in my sun. And it's true.
Whatever, whatever, 2 years later.
And there we go. That was Kygo and Ava Max and whatever. Right, sticking with some Valentine interesting facts. Pet love, about 25% of pet owners give Valentine's Day gifts to their pets, showing that the day of love extends to our furry friends as well. Banned. It is banned, apparently. Valentine's Day is banned in some countries, such as Saudi Arabia, where it's illegal to sell roses and anything red on that day. And a world record kiss. A Thai couple set the world record for the longest continuous kiss on Valentine's Day of 2013. It lasted 58 hours, 35 minutes, and 58 seconds. Good grief. How did they eat? Never mind. So anyway, there we go. Some interesting facts about Valentine's Day. And we're 10 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Nice one from Sammy Smith. This goes back to the early 70s. Help me make it through the night.
Take the ribbon from my hair. Shake it loose and let it fall. Playing soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong. I won't try to understand. Let the devil take make it through the night. I don't want to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
go. Yes, no mistaking that, is it? Mr. Steve Winwood and Valerie. We had Valerie on earlier on. That's one for you. Slide that one in for you. Pretend I intended it, Valerie. Anyway, it's always lovely to hear from you. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time to squeeze one more in as we make our way to the top of the hour. It comes from Barbara Mandel.
Wrong, I don't be right. If being right means living without you, I'd rather live a wrong than a right. My mama and daddy say it's a shame, it's a downright disgrace. But as long as I got you by my side, I don't care what my people say. My friends tell me there's no future in a loving, a married man. I can't see you when I want, I'll see you when I can. Loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. Loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. Am I wrong to fall so deeply in love with you? Knowing you got a wife and two little children on you too. Am I wrong to hunger for the gentleness of your touch? Knowing you got someone else at home who needs you just as much. Am I wrong to give my love to a married man? Am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had? If it means living without you, I don't wanna be right. If it means sleeping alone at night, I don't wanna be right.
Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
How about a nice romantic Valentine's dinner? On February the 14th, the Lumiere Restaurant by Via Palma in Casco Viejo has a three-course dinner, welcome cocktail, live music, and some surprises. For reservations, please write to 68520590 and follow us on at Via Palma Hotel and at Lumiere.Panama. On Instagram. The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappy's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Es La Guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
How about this? A rich week of musical events at Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put these in your diary. Wednesday, the 21st of February, Bolero Night with the Trio Caribe. Thursday, the 22nd, it's Jazz Night with Alex Testa Trio. And on Friday, the 23rd, it's Jazz Night with Wichy Lopez Quartet. Saturday, 24th, Opera Pop with the tribute to Il Volo. So book now. Where? 69745214. 69745214.
Join us February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival in Buenaventura, where for 4 days, we're bringing you 9 incredible events with 20 performances that'll have you grooving all weekend long. We're bringing you a lineup of award-winning talent that will have you dancing the weekend away. So come and bask in the cool summer breeze under the shade of the Corutu tree and enjoy the sensational music at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival. It's an experience you won't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.meeventos.com and search for Beaches.
At the Villa Palma Hotel, the most luxurious hotel in Casco Viejo, there is a package for the whole month of February that includes a romantic, unique, and elegant suite, a bottle of sparkling wine, plus dinner at the Lumiere restaurant, an elegant French restaurant. For two people, $300. For reservations, please write to 68520590. And follow us on at Via Palma Hotel and at Lumiere.Panama on Instagram.
Moving my hand.
trembling heart of a captive bird that was there at my
like you that keep it turned on. so excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, those are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful while you're in the world.
Two beautiful tracks, definitely love songs. Roberta Blake was the first one, and first time ever I saw your face, and of course Elton John, or Sir Elton John, and that was your song. 21 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock, going to take one more quick piece of music, and then we're going to check in with Yasmin. And Mandy, good morning to Mandy. She dropped the line in. James Brown made my day. She says, thank you for that. And the song, that song goes perfect with a song called Soul Bossa Nova by Quincy Jones. By the way, which also happened to be my theme tune on another radio program I did. There we go, great track that one. That's Quincy Jones and Bossa Nova, Soul Bossa Nova. Morning, Yasmin.
Good morning, happy Wednesday.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Oh yes, happy Valentine's.
Happy Chinese New Year. Still going on, you know. Happy Carnival.
Ah, yeah.
Hmm. Did you go to do any Carnivali?
No.
No, me neither, really. Enjoy driving around town.
Exactly, without people, and without never cars.
Realized, I never realised how quickly you could get to places.
Yeah.
You
know,
normally I have to leave for 10, 15 minutes. I'm there in 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Cool.
We went to Albrook Mall and it was nice, you know. Mm-hmm. It wasn't crowded.
No, and you could park.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very easily. And when we left in the afternoon, it were parking lots available, so... It was so nice.
We went to Multi Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, went in the afternoon, plenty of room to park. Mm-hmm. In my normal parking area, there's no room anyway, but I don't tell anybody where that is. It's right next to Multi Centro. by the way, that song, Soul Bossa Nova by Quincy Jones,
mm-hmm.
I mentioned that was a theme tune to a program I did before I joined Cool FM.
Mm-hmm.
Called Sunday Night at the Metropolis.
Oh, okay.
But that piece of music, a lot of people might also recognise it as the theme tune to him up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Because we look so alike. yeah. So, what did you do?
Well, we just went shopping to Albrook Mall, and what else we did?
That's
just
it.
Stay at home.
Just relax.
At the gym.
Oh, okay. Not
it
relaxed.
Was good too. Not crowded.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That was all.
That's it.
Wash my car. Clean the house. Clean Ian's room. And
still,
work.
Still cleaning. Still cleaning Ian's room. By the way, I was telling you earlier, I saw pictures he posted on, Instagram?
Uh-huh, Instagram, yeah.
Did you recognize him?
I told him he looks different. He's like, no, I look the same.
No, he does. I mean, I don't know if it's the haircut or... By the way, tell him to get his glasses repaired.
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, good.
He
okay.
did already.
Poor lad. Mum's not there to buy new glasses.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, he really is. He's growing up to a nice young man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the weather, I guess.
Yeah, when your nuts get frozen off, you do change a bit of time. But, no, I mean, he's definitely changing into a young man, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Good for him.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, you said no school today there.
No.
No?
They said it would be a snowstorm or something
uh-huh.
like that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And was today the first day of his classes or not?
No,
it started
like
already.
Yeah, this is like the third week.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, because here, I mean, we can't really use that excuse, can we?
No.
No. I can't go to school today. Why? It's too cold. It's snow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. We use the excuse, I can't go to school today. Why? It's too hot. Which it has been, doesn't it? It has
yeah.
been very hot.
Yeah.
But everybody seemed to, it seemed to be a successful carnival as well.
Oh, yes.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing drastic happened, and I'm interested because normally, probably by tomorrow, we'll get the statistics from the police.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many tickets they gave.
Yeah.
And for what.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because I was lucky because, you know, my sticker
mm-hmm.
for my placard mm-hmm. for my car.
Oh, yeah.
Was May.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I basically forgot about it. Oh, well, you know, it was already paid for and everything like that. But then I found out the other week
mm-hmm.
that if you didn't have your sticker,
mm-hmm.
they were going to fine you.
Ah, okay.
So I, you know what I did? I went to, because I did the Revisado with our friends at Valley Motors.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got in touch with them because the queues, apparently,
mm-hmm.
To get the tickets, the stickers
yes.
were incredible.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I thought, no. Too mm-hmm. hot.
Mm-hmm.
Too old for that shit. So... I asked our friend, you know, because I did the road, can you get the sticker for me? So I went and just gave them a letter of consent and a copy of my cedula, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
They had it in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think the guy had been there a week and they just gave him another one.
So but you use your car, right?
Hmm?
You use your car.
I used my
during
car.
The weekend, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't have any problems?
No, because I wanted to be stopped because I got the sticker.
Ah, okay.
Stop me, check me. Also, I made sure I got all my up-to-date documents in the car as well.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because I know now they can check, like, the insurance and everything on their little machines.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep them in the car anyway.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, and how's your car doing? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. So I changed the tires.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
During the weekend too.
What color? Pink?
No. Chinese.
Chinese tire. You know they go sideways. Love it. Well, there's somebody I know in the building.
Mm-hmm.
He has also got a Land Rover, mm-hmm. or a Range Rover, but one of the smaller Range Rovers.
Mm-hmm.
And first time he's probably got in the elevator the other way, I said, "How's your car?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know the Land Rovers, the Range Rovers?" I said, they call them off-road.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Yeah." I said, "Because they're in the shop." And he said, "Well, yes." He says, "I've been having quite a bit of trouble with mine."
Oh.
And I said, "Well, I just rebuilt the front end of my one."
Mm-hmm.
And then, strangely enough, I haven't heard from them for years.
Mm-hmm.
But then the people that do, I'm not sure if it's PMG anymore or whatever, but the people that do the cars, the Land Rovers, Range Rovers,
mm-hmm.
and Jaguars, and things, they actually sent me a message reminding me it's time to have my car serviced,
mm-hmm.
which I haven't done with them for about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send them a nice polite letter back saying, "Thank you very much for the reminder, but I'm not going to bring you my car ever again." Ever since you tried to charge me $3,500 for an alternator,
uh-huh.
which I bought for $350 brand new. You know, so, you know, why, my car's not under guarantee anyway.
Yeah.
So.
But it's a good reminder anyways.
No, a lot of them do. Mm-hmm. I mean, Valley Motors remind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, because I mean, I've been with them now for a long time.
No, that's
and, good. No, they always remind time for you. But the thing is, I'm the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I take my car when it doesn't need a checkup.
Mm-hmm.
I just go along and say, "Do me a favor, just check everything over."
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm, yeah.
From the particular stuff, but just check everything. Mm-hmm. Nuts and bolts. And yeah, that's the way I do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, here's a good story for you, talking about cars. Because
mm-hmm.
my car is a Land Rover Freelander 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, 14 years this year.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday we were out. Mm-hmm. Sitting there with the window, I came to travel. I said, "I'd already seen it." I said, "Christina, there's a Lamborghini behind us."
Mm-hmm.
So when we stopped the lights by Nico's,
mm-hmm.
and it came up, pulled up alongside us, and I looked in the mirror, and then there was another one behind him,
mm-hmm.
and another one behind that one. Mm-hmm. Three Lamborghinis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they all went off the road. You know how they like to make a noise.
Oh.
So they all went, and I said to Christina, "How many Lamborghinis you said seen today?" She says, "I've seen three."
Uh-huh.
"How many Freelanders have you seen today?"
Uh-huh.
"Just this one." "There you go, you see." "Who wants to buy a Lamborghini?"
Oh, wow.
So, anyway, we'll come back and chat with you because we've got nobody on this, born on this day in the world of music, have we?
Oh, well, we won one, well, you said, right?
We got, oh, yeah, who was that?
Rob Thomas.
Oh, yeah, I got him with, the only one I got by Rob Thomas is mm-hmm. the one he did with Santana.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got any information on him?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you have?
He was born...
You're a bit efficient, right?
He was born in 1972, American singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist with Matchbox 20, who had the 2000 U.S. number one single, Bent, and his Lonely No More, released in 2005, became his biggest-selling solo chart success. Thomas sang on the 1999 U.S. number one single, Smooth, by Santana,
uh-huh.
and also had the 2005 U.S. number one solo album, Something to Be.
Oh, okay. So he was with Matchbox 20?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't paying attention. Probably. Here he is with Santana.
And it's a hot one, like 7 inches from the middle.
are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't
other love, then give me more than I can stand. When my smile gets old and faded, wait around, I'll smile again. Shouldn't be so complicated. Just hold me in there, or just hold me again. Can you help me? I'm so scared that I'll never. If I couldn't sleep, could you see? Could you paint me better off? Could you sympathize with my needs? I know you think I need a lot. I started out clean, but I'm jaded. Just falling in, or just breaking my skin. Can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared that I never.
There we go. We started off with Santana together with Rob Thomas. And Matchbox 20, as Yasmin said, he was with Matchbox 20, and that one is called Bent. And it was a song by Matchbox 20, a rock ballad. And it went out on radio on the 17th of April in 2000 as the lead single off of their second album, which was called Mad Season, and was given a commercial release in the United States on the 5th of July of the same year. Ben became the band's first and only song to top the US Billboard Hot 100, reaching number one on the chart in July of 2000, 22nd of July of that year. Spending 1 week on the top of the charts, and also topped the RPM 100 hit tracks in Canada for 5 non-consecutive weeks, and it was nominated for Best Rock Song. This was at the 43rd Annual Grammy Awards, and won the award for Most Performed Foreign Work at the APRA Music Awards of 2001.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Yes.
Found a bit of info, didn't we?
Do you know, I always wonder who the singer was in that Santana song. So now I know.
No, you don't see. Isn't this program educational?
Exactly.
See, what did your Valentine's Day card say about this thing?
Oh, yes.
It was so appropriate, that card. It sort of said, listening in, even when I don't have anything to say, which is probably most of the time. what do you got lined up for today, then? I pressed after Carla, are you going to rest, are you?
No, today just going to the gym and work, and that's all.
Oh, well, that's it then.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to feed the parrot.
No.
She's been quite good lately.
Yeah, today.
Well, she's not awake yet.
Ah.
But, over the weekend she was quite good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's a bit of a squawker, but there again, we all have our traits.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not bad. She's not been attacking so much.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she needs retraining. well, look, you have a great day.
Thank you.
Oh, hang on. Let's find out because guess what? We've got Renee and Rick have joined us.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah, let's see what they have. They've always got sort of, I wonder if the snow's gone and all the pine needles have been swept up. Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day. We hope you all enjoyed your break. We were supposed to get more snow during the night, but so far, nothing. Prediction is 10 to 20 inches. We'll see. That's a lot of snow, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And she sends a picture of a Valentine's cup of coffee.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Can't put my finger in it, too. anyway, starting a brand new day over there in the cold. So, more snow. 20 inches of snow. That's a lot, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Not going to complain about the heat then, are we?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, guys, have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
All right. And if you're in touch with Ian, tell him we said hello.
Sure, I will.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And let me see, what have I got? Killing Me. No, that's the name of the song.
It's 2 a.m. Hear the cellular ringing. Got the curious feeling you're fiending for love, but the thing is we haven't spoken for weeks. I love you bad, that's the problem occurring. Better love I deserve and I'm hurting, but sadly I worship every moment we meet. So you take and you take cause you know you can, and I chase as you're chasing another man. Try to break, see your face, and I know that I can't. Such a good actor, I hear your car in the driveway. Now you're tossing a rock at my window pane. Said I don't wanna talk, just go away. But you claw at the lock till I let you invade. Too busy deceiving and cheating and lying and competing.
because it's a good one from Conan Gray. It's called Killing Me. Apparently, Yasmin, it's Roxy the dog's 10th birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Said that she's in luck. All the birthday hats are in storage.
Oh.
One happy doggy. I tell you what. Remember we liked, there was a metal singer from Disturbed.
Oh, yes.
And he made that song, Sound of Silence.
Mm-hmm.
I was rummaging, as I do, and I came across another one. You heard the song Amazing Grace?
I don't know.
You'll recognise it.
Yeah, okay.
But it's also by a metal singer.
Oh.
So we've got time to play that. So let's take a listen, shall we?
Sure.
Because it's quite interesting. But it's a nice song anyway. But see what you think.
Okay.
In grace that taught my heart to grace my fears freely, how precious did that the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, taunts and spells, I have
What do you think of that one, yes? Oh, hang on, I'll turn your mic off.
I love it.
It's great, isn't it? I mean, these guys are becoming the opera singers of today, aren't they, really?
Exactly.
I mean, he's got an amazing voice.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's this sort of build-up to the crescendo.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. The only name I got for him is Dan Vasc, V-A-S-C. I'm going to see if I can find out more about him.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just hunting around. It says, you know, metal singer sings Amazing Grace. I thought, well, that's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Beautiful version.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Getting all roused up with that one. Right. All right, then, yes, we can go home now. Take care.
Bye.
We're back tomorrow. That's it. Don't forget, yes, we will be back with you tomorrow morning, Thursday. Yes, it begins with a T. Thursday morning, back with you tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Back to normal tomorrow. We'll look at some of the depressing news as well. let me say a big thank you this morning, Ingrid, for checking in with us for Everyday Story of Country Folk in El Valle. And also a big thank you to Yasmin, of course. We managed to find Rob Thomas having a birthday today, which helped us out in the world of music. So thanks to Yas for that, also for doing all our background production, etc., etc., etc. And also our co-producer, Neil Danby. Big thanks to him as well, doing a lot of our background information for us on the program. Big thanks to Neil. Boys and girls, of course, at Group of Grada, keep us up and running, especially to Isaac. Thank you for that, guys. And also to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. So we'll be back with you at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, whatever it is you're doing between now and then. If you just got back, chill out, relax, get ready for tomorrow. Just be careful. I mean, most of it's out of the way now. You're just sort of getting home and sorting yourselves out. But anyway, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 tomorrow, as we always say, please do it carefully. Want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby.